This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, and they've got answers.
Good morning and welcome to the March 15th, 2021 For Your Benefit radio show. We're here today to welcome Kari Utz-Wolski. Kari has been on the show many times. She's very shy, so she's waiting for the intro. Anyway, Kari is a nutrition and conditioning specialist, and she's got initials CFT, SBN, SSC, ISSA. Who's ISSA? Is that Issa?
No. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you really want to know, ISSA is the organization that a lot of my certifications are through that I use for personal training and such. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm anxious to hear you talk about feeling stressed and anxious. The rest of the folks won't get that, but leading on to today's show, I was less than on time, but actually I made it with about 4 minutes to spare. Anyway, so...
was it really 4 minutes, Bob? I don't know.
Maybe it was five.
We've played that game before, though, right? I was taking my coat off one time when we were in the studio.
I remember it well, you grabbed the mic and the rest of the seats, but who would know any of that?
Nobody would know.
If I was feeling stressed 10 or 15 minutes ago and anxious, because I was, how do I detox so I become less stressed?
Yeah, we're going to talk all about that. And I'm excited. We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today, all of which relates to detox in some way, shape, or form. I wanted to ask you what you actually think of first if somebody says to you, you know, do you try to detox, or, you know, what comes to mind for you when someone says detox?
Okay, well, I'm going to sound like I'm trying to be cute, but I'm not. I immediately say I don't drink, which I don't. Yeah. And now the rest, although I don't do that, I get stressed. You can't always tell, but I tend to make more of little things than what they should and ignore the bigger things, which I shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I think, well, the whole drinking thing is interesting. You would mention that because we are, I'd like to think, approaching the tail end of a very challenging year that maybe included a good bit more drinking alcohol for many people. You know, just because a lot of our situations have changed so much, you know, and we can't discount what this year has been, this past year has been to all of us. And I would be sure that for most people, it involved a bit of increased stress, which can lead to different things. Some people will over-exercise. You know, everybody has a different vice that they turn to, and some are less healthy than others, right? You know, I feel like when a lot of people ask me about detox, they're specifically talking about one of these real severe annual detox regimens. And in fact, I have a handful of girlfriends that live around me in the neighborhood that have always done an annual January detox, and it's for the whole month. And they had someone leading them through it, and it was very, very strict. And I kind of want to touch a little bit on that, but I also want to touch on what we can do regularly, you know, daily, all year long, lifestyle type changes that help our bodies detox, you know, just on a regular basis. And there are so many different ways that we can do this that we all should be thinking about and utilizing. As my office assistant brings in my coffee for me, thank you, honey.
Boy,
this is the great part of being at home. And my husband works at home, and I feel bad now that I don't ever bring him coffee.
Well, you can rectify that after we go off air.
I can. You're right. you know, I have to just tell you, it's funny because, you know, a lot of times our talks were face to face. We were across the desk from each other, and I miss that. When do you think we'll be back in person again?
12th and never.
It's so convenient.
It's convenient, but people don't necessarily want you to come. I'm not saying anything bad about the radio station, but they don't want a lot of people coming in because they have people on air and they can't afford that potential. So I understand that. So we do it from here, you know, as far as, you know, when you meet clients and when I meet clients, it's not so much anymore. They're sitting across the desk from you. Or do you do training sessions, actually, like PT?
I do. And yeah, and that's a good question, because, you know, I mentioned earlier how much all of our lives have changed this past year. And that's a big example for me. I was doing face-to-face boot camps with multiple people in our home gym. We have a really decent home gym, and I could get four or five people in there at once and do a training session. And obviously that's stopped, but I do still train clients outside, but it's a one-on-one thing. And I'm starting to think about opening that back up to an outdoor multiple person thing. But again, it's like four or five people and we can spread out, and we would have to have our own equipment and all that. I do help people virtually also. So it looks a good bit different. I don't do a live workout with them. I more like send them a workout program, and then we'll do a little bit of a Zoom here and there to make sure form is correct and things like that. But that's changed a lot for me, as have my seminars that I do with you guys. You know, they're all webinars now, and I wonder if that's ever going to go back to being live, you know, because it's so much more convenient, I think, for everybody. People can tune in from their home office if that's where they are, or their desk at work, if they're one of the few that are still going into the office. And traffic is so much less, and that's quite a convenience for everybody. I live in, you know, DC, and there's not traffic like there used to be. I no longer have to worry about what time I need to get to an appointment somewhere based on what traffic I may or may not have, you know?
Do you find with the changes or lack of things to do, people are more stressed, so that your phone or your email is more active than what it was prior to?
Oh yeah. And you know what, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Now everybody is even more linked in to constant communication through their devices than they were before. You know, I think of my husband, who works around the clock. He runs his own business, and he's just nonstop got to be available. If something goes wrong somewhere, he's got to be available. And I think that's become, for some people, it's become a necessity, because it's a convenience now that they are doing things virtually. And for other people, I think it's become a vice. People are utilizing their technology to, well, let's just say, to avoid life, you know? This whole past year has really brought out any insecurities, challenges, or other in people. And I think we've all found ways to cope with that. And I think that, to tie it back into detox, which any listeners we have, don't worry, I will. But, you know, I think we all need to be focusing on, self-care right now, because we surely have let that go by the wayside for the past year, I'd say for the majority of people, to be honest. And I notice that just in close family and friends, but I also notice it in people that I do the webinars for, with different questions I'm getting. It's obvious that people are like at the end of the rope, you know, so we've got to find ways to help deal with self-care.
So if you're dealing with somebody, and you can read it probably a lot more quickly than others, this person's got high anxiety or anxiety about something. What do you look for? And then what do you look to do to try to dissipate that anxiousness?
So, you know, when I help people, even if it's, you know, a spouse, a kid, you know, one of my kids, or a friend, you know, or a client, I treat from whole health. So, you know, I don't feel that it's about just nutrition and exercise. It's, you know, also about things like getting sunshine and getting the right sleep and drinking the correct amount of fluids per day to keep hydrated, getting your feet in the dirt, getting your feet in the sand, you know, get out in nature, do things that make you laugh. You've got to be finding something that is fun to you and uplifts your spirit, especially now it's so important. And I often tell people, if you're not doing something weekly that really you can look forward to, that you're, that's fun, then start scheduling it in. And examples of this that we can still get away with now, and over the past year, if it needs to be an outdoor masked distanced chat with friends, do it. You know, we've got a great patio out back, and a lot of people are using these space heaters, and you know, we have a gas fire pit, so we'll just position our chairs 6 feet apart and we'll wear masks if we're out of our seat, but otherwise mask down, cocktail in the hand, and a couple of us will just chat away for an hour, and it revives my spirit for the week. So find something fun. Or, you know, for me, I love to do jigsaw puzzles. I love to play the piano. I love to do sports. So I'll get outside with my kids, or go for a walk in the woods. You know, things that like can uplift your spirit. And we've got to all be doing that right now. And believe it or not, part of that does tie into detoxing, because you have to be moving to help so that your body can physiologically detox. We need movement. So getting out for just a walk, you know, or something that incorporates movement. Do a distanced walk with a good friend, you know, or a spouse. Get fresh air while you're doing it. You're outside, you're getting some chatting or laughing, or do it by yourself and listen to a funny podcast or a comedy show or something that gets your spirit up. It's amazing how much better you can feel if you just get outside and walk, get some fresh air and hear the birds chirping, and it really uplifts your spirit. And that ties into exercise too. And I just feel everybody needs to be finding something they can do to exercise right now, even if it is something as simple as waking up 15 minutes early, two or three times a week, and going outside for a walk, you know?
Okay. If we're looking at that short walk, or less than short walk, a little bit longer, whatever the time may be, do you suggest that people do this maybe early in the morning or late in the afternoon or evening, because it, you know, the world's a little quieter then?
Well, yes and yes. I mean, whatever gets them doing it, right? But both would be great. But I feel like if it's being used for exercise, it's better to do it first thing in the day, because then you don't have the whole day to talk yourself out of it. It's hard to get, you know, it's hard to get into a routine of something new like that when you have all day's stress building up, and by 5 o'clock, you're going to pour the glass of wine instead of getting in the walk, you know? So do it in the morning if that's the case, but it can be really a great way to kind of detox from the day, the stress of the day, to get outside and do it after dinner. So I would say either or both, you know, I mean, whatever, and this goes with exercise too. If somebody is not in a routine with exercise, start doing it in the morning and just schedule it in. And honestly, don't think about it until you're doing it, right? Because just get yourself going and doing it. A lot of times we spend too much time trying to nail down the logistics that we talk ourselves out of doing it. Just put it on the schedule. When the timer goes off, just put your sneaks on and do it. And then once you're 5 minutes into it, you're going to be so happy that you did.
That's what I was going to say. This is somewhat like wading in the water or jumping in the water. So somebody says, yeah, I got to do that. What's the second gear here? All right. Yeah, you say that. Now do it. So what do you have to overcome with people that go, yeah, I should have done that. Thanks for the good advice. But other stuff got in the way. Where does this fit in on the priority poll?
Well, you know, if somebody's having that problem, I would have them incorporate a friend or a family member to do it with them. So somebody's, you know, holding them to it. So find somebody that will do it with you and set the time. And then you got to talk each other. You don't have to talk yourself out of it. You've got someone else talking you into it. You know what I mean? So I would say find a partner to do it with, or find a class that's still safe to do. There are a lot of live virtual exercise classes right now that, you know, once you sign up, you're more likely to do it. And there are some exercise classes that are outside that are safe right now, you know, distance. So I would say if someone's having trouble committing, do something that involves other people also, so that, you know, there's someone kind of holding you to it. And that you're, that's a good question, because I think that is a problem for a lot of people. But I think it's important for people to acknowledge that you don't have to start doing a new exercise routine every day. This is like, just do it twice a week to start. You know, pick the days, and that's easier to stick to than to suddenly lose, you know, 5 to 8 hours a week of this new exercise you're doing. So I would, that's why I say 15 minutes. Like, honestly, pick a neighbor and go for a 15 minute walk a couple times a week. And then you're going to notice pretty quickly the benefit to how you feel from doing that. And, you know, the other thing is, it's so important to move the body, like I said, for detoxing. And I know we're leading up to a little bit of a break soon, maybe sooner than I thought, but anyway, I want to get into some nitty gritty on detoxing specifically, and what I think it should mean to people and how we can incorporate it starting today.
I think that was a wise move, because the first break is our sponsor, WIPO. So Andrew, let the tape roll, please.
Life doesn't always go as planned. WEPA provides group term life insurance for over 46,000 civilian federal employees and has been insuring the future of feds for more than 75 years. With WEPA, you can find coverage that meets your changing needs and adjust whenever you're ready. Apply for your policy today by visiting waepa.org. WEPA.org.
Life insurance on your terms. Group Term Life Insurance is a smart option if you're looking for coverage that'll help meet your changing needs. At WEPA, feds can apply for up to $1.5 million in coverage regardless of salary. WEPA offers life insurance protection for feds by feds. Apply by visiting waepa.org today.
Well, Kari, welcome back.
Hey.
Oh, okay, good. It was just awfully quiet. Kari, you talk about walking. I started walking years ago and then stopped, and more recently I'm back again. But in order to get me to do it, I adopted the road near our house. What does that mean? I pick up the trash. So, you know, when I go out walk, I take my my protection, and I pick up the beer bottles and the, you know, this and the that, and, you know, a lot of different things over the years. And I liked it because then, excuse me, when I drove, I didn't look and say, boy, the road looks horrible. Now, if it looks horrible, it's my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got the exercise.
Exactly. So you think everybody should start picking up the trash on their streets?
I think I'm a lone wolf there. but at least, you know, okay, I'm walking and I'm picking this stuff up. And, you know, if it's real, real heavy, they'll come. You know, at one time there was a water heater. What's a water heater doing on? And then I'm not about to pick that up.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't try to carry that.
Well, there's two reasons. One, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And then the other is, it's just, you know, people will say thank you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So how long do you think that trash pickup takes you?
Oh, an hour.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, it's probably over 2 miles when you go from the house to the end and back. I do one street, and then it hit like a busy main street, and then I go back the other way on the other side, and then there's a school. So I put the stuff in the dumpster.
Yeah. And perfect.
But it's benefiting the county, so I don't feel guilty about it. And, you know, it feels good. And then when I drive down the road, I say, oh, you know, this is nicer. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And, you know, that's awesome. And that's such a great example of just finding a kind of a purpose. And, you know, I think of my mom, my dear mom. She's, you know, in her mid-70s, and she lives alone. And she walks and or rides her three-wheel bike every day for literally like 2 hours, but that gives her something to look forward to doing and to get out of her house and, you know, wave from a distance and say hi to other people. And she's dedicated, because if it's raining outside or too windy or cold, she'll ride her trike, her three wheel bike, in the parking garage at the community. And she says it's safe and it's lit, well lit, and not too many people are driving in the garage, and the ones that are can hopefully see. And I mean, she's doing this, you know, rain or shine, because she found a way to do it inside too. And I think that something like that is amazing. And she's into the routine of it now because she's been doing it for years. I mean, so we can all find a way to do that, right?
Did you follow her lead or did she follow your lead in the exercise?
Yeah, I think both. You know, I mean, she's always been real active and so have I. And, you know, one thing that it's interesting you ask that, because my mom was diagnosed in her 20s with rheumatoid arthritis and being an autoimmune condition. And it's really taken a toll on her joints and stuff. She's had both knees replaced and she's still doing all this exercise. So we can't really have an excuse, but she did take my lead on nutrition finally. And she basically put her autoimmune condition in remission by changing her nutrition to a less inflammatory style of eating. And, you know, that's a good segue into talking a little bit about that. Because that is a daily way to detox, is to make sure we're watching what we're putting into our bodies. You know, our bodies are smart, and they're gonna run clean and healthfully if we're feeding them correctly. And, you know, I just think that's something important that we can all do. And I do agree that most people have struggled with this past year, and myself included. You know, I'm human too. And, you know, I just think of, I got 6-year-old twins, and, you know, for anybody listening that has children, you know, they're struggling too through this, and in different ways, you know. And let me give you a quick example of a way that children are struggling. Well, first of all, did you have any ramifications, Bob, from the time change over the weekend? Did that mess you up at all?
No.
Okay, good. Well, it messed me up because when my husband is home and not traveling for work, he is so great about letting me try to get a little extra sleep, because when he's away, I'm not getting as much sleep as I should. It feels like still at 6 years old, one of these two is waking up at 6 a.m. every day. At any rate, today, you know, with the clocks set basically an hour ahead, instead of getting up around 7, he came and got me at 8:15. I was still sleeping. And we usually take the kids to school. Fortunately, they're back in a couple days a week now in DC, and we usually take them to first grade, you know, around 8:15, 8:30. And I was just getting up. Now, fortunately, he had most of the stuff handled. I think one kid had shoes and socks on. The other one didn't have either. They hadn't brushed their teeth. They needed their lunches fixed. You know, you get my drift. And by the time I was driving them to school, we were like not going to get there in time for their starting call. They were virtual today. And part of it's virtual. And so I'm halfway there, Bob, and my daughter starts crying and grabbing her head and says, "I forgot my headband." My daughter has worn a headband with pom-poms every day for 365 days. She takes it off only at bedtime. And up until a few weeks ago, it was the very same exact headband every day. Now, this is a stress coping technique for her. It is something that is a safety point for her. She has her headband on. And so I'm bringing this up because we have to recognize that others have been struggling, and especially these kids, you know, and we've got to find ways to try to keep our diets clean and do the self-care we need to so that we can handle the stress, because gosh, we sure do handle stress better when we are controlling the stressors that we can. And I talk about this a lot when I talk to people about health. And by the way, I had to turn around and go home and get my daughter's headband, which made us even later. But just that was important to her, and it's not a big deal. So we have to recognize that. And, you know, I'm going to tie this back in now because I want us to understand there are different toxins hitting us causing stress. So it's not just the mental stress that we have right now, but we sure do have a lot more mental stress just based on what's been going on the past year. And how it has pulled the rug out from under us in different ways. Okay, so we have to also remember that in our world, we are overloaded with toxins like the environment, our thoughts and stress, like I mentioned, but foods are a big one. We have to try to be eating clean foods when we can, because what we fuel our body with, for sure, long-term, dictates how healthy our body will be. So if we're eating foods that are inflammatory for us, and I'll talk about what I mean in a second, but those foods end up, those toxins end up lodged in our organs, in our skin, in our fat cells. I mean, our fat is where we store toxins. So when people say, oh, I've gained the COVID-15, well, because we're storing fat and toxins, you know, and so of course we're going to be gaining some unwanted body fat. But I want to just mention what some of the symptoms are when we have excess toxins. So people can kind of think about maybe some things that they've been dealing with from their health, with their health this year, not just extra stress and fatigue, but headaches, aches and pains in the joints and just not feeling great. Congestion, sinus congestion is a big thing. And a lot of times it's due to some form of toxins, and specifically sometimes foods that we're eating. I always think of dairy. Dairy can cause extra congestion for people, as well as some skin issues, think hives or acne or psoriasis, you know, things like that. So sometimes we just need to kind of eliminate some foods that could be inflammatory, and some of these health issues will clear up. And a big one is digestion. If anyone has any digestion issues, and this can run the gamut from heartburn, acid reflux, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and any of these type of digestive issues, we need to look at our stress. And a big stress for that is going to be, you know, food. So, you know, sometimes when we're feeling kind of crappy and tired, it puts you in a bad mood, and it's going to affect your ability to concentrate. It can affect your ability to sleep, causes anxiety, even depression. So, you know, this is why we have to focus on eliminating toxins. Otherwise, down the road, we're going to have ailments. We can come down with autoimmune conditions, fibromyalgia. We can come down with some asthma or, you know, an allergy to a certain food. All of a sudden, we can't digest gluten or dairy. You know, we can have chronic fatigue, even neurological dysfunction, you know, is on the rise now. And you know, obesity, even cardiovascular disease and cancer can come simply from too much stress early on, and we're not dealing with it. So,
I can just talk
about this, right?
I never noticed that. Anyway, we got some emails in here, and one really is kind of to the point of what you're saying. So as you were talking, I'm going, okay, which one do I lead first? And here we go. My biggest stress relievers in the past were going to the movies and the gym. I go running early in the morning, and I watch more cable television, and it's cost effective, but it's not the same. Talking about the pandemic. Yeah. I guess that has to suffice for years to come in order to survive. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. And this is what a lot of people are dealing with. And, you know, with the movie thing, I feel like you can find so many good movies and TV series on the TV, fortunately. And I know it's not the same as going to the movies, but with our kids, you know, we have a movie afternoon and we'll make popcorn or whatever your favorite snack was that you got at the movie theater. And by the way, when I talk about cleaning up our diet, and eating better, I always tell people 80% of the time. So it's an 80-20 rule. 20%, enjoy those treats. Have the fun stuff that is not going to be best for your body all the time. But your body can handle that. So 80-20 rule. So for that movie day, you know, make some popcorn, have some soda if you want or whatever, you know, and just make it real as you can. A lot of people have figured out a way to do this outdoors. Our neighbors have a big screen that they put on their back fence, and the kids sit outside masked and they watch their movie outside. The gym thing is very different because a lot of people go to the gym because it motivates them to work out when they are around others. And it is hard to do that at home. I used to be that person. I used to always be at the gym, but since we have a gym at home now, it hasn't changed much for me. But what I do is there is a class that I love to do with an awesome instructor. And I used to do it at the facility a couple times a week when I wasn't working out in my own gym. And she does them live virtually now. The other thing is if you go to YouTube, I love Pop Sugar workouts on YouTube, Pop Sugar. And they have a whole bunch of workouts. They're not live. They're YouTube recorded videos, but they're fun. I got my sister doing these and she loves to do them. She got a couple weights at home. She's got like 5 pounds and 10 pounds. She ordered and had them delivered. And so she's kind of making her own little gym at home and doing these workout videos. And then you don't have to think about what to do, which I find is so beneficial for some people right now. You can do a cardio-based workout. You can do a weighted one. You can do Pilates, yoga, dance. I know, Bob, you'd love to do the hip hop dance one. So, I mean, you can get onto YouTube and pick one of these that you want to do and look forward to doing it each day or three times a week. So the going to the gym thing is tough. And, you know, hopefully once, you know, the bulk of us are vaccinated and things can start opening up, you know, that thing will be that gym thing will be temporary. But I do think it's important to figure out a way to make it work at home now, because that's such an important part of keeping the body healthy.
Okay, I got one more we should probably address before the next break. We're not on hard breaks, but here we go. Our reality is that our lives will never be the same. Many employees are worried about returning back to the office and deal with some coworkers and a public that doesn't believe in being vaccinated. How does one reduce the stress in this type of work environment?
Wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah, that is. Isn't it?
That's a biggie. You could have given me a warning on that one, Bob. No, I'm just kidding. you know what? This is par for the course. You know, I mean, we're going to deal with people that don't have the same beliefs as us, and we've got to keep positive. And this is another part of stress reduction is our thinking, our thought. Plan for a positive outcome. You know. Because if you kind of go in expecting all these bad things to happen, you're kind of drawing them to you. So in general, I just feel like we try to be the positive one. So if other people are negative thinkers or woe is me, or they're putting things down, they're putting down, you know, the vaccines or this and that and the other thing, just be the positive person. And you know what? You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. And guess what? They can't control you either. They can only control you if you let them. So we have to be in charge of our own thought process and our own actions, right? And our thinking leads to our reality. So we have to think positively.
Years ago, I had a dear friend, and the friend always looked on the negative side of life. And one day, uncharacteristic of me, I said, you know, I don't really want to hear about that. How are your kids? How's your wife? Still got one? Yeah. And he goes, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, there's an old cartoon character. Somebody walked around with a cloud on his head all the time. And I said, you're smart, you're interesting, but you talk about stuff that people don't want to hear about. You know, no one cares how much money you do or don't have. Nobody cares about this, that, or another thing, but just, hey, how's it going? And he looked at me, and actually, after a few weeks, he called up and he says, you know, you were right. Listen, I'm way more wrong than right, but awesome. But it was just, I knew what was behind that exterior.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I changed the life, but for a while.
You did. I was just thinking you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I mean, sometimes people just don't see how they're being and how they're, you know, portraying themselves and the energy they're putting out. And the energy you put out is the energy you draw back from the universe, you know, accept it or want to accept it or not, that is what it is. So, you know, that's an important part of stress reduction is kind of our positive thinking. And, you know, other ways to detox, because, you know, we have our thought process is one of the items on my list. You know, if I was going to tell you, Bob, the best ways for you to detox daily is to be eating nourishing foods, to be sweating and moving, to increase your water intake. I tell people to get at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day. You can try like a daily, I'll call it my morning cocktail, and I'm going to tell you after the break what that is, but you can try a homemade detox drink to help your body kind of detox, increase your fiber, eat more fruits and vegetables. And then self-care is so important. Sleep, laughing, meditation, if it's going to help put you in a better place mentally. Acupuncture is fabulous for helping your body detox and function correctly. And, you know, cutting out some things that we're going to talk about in the next segment after the break too. So I know we do need to take a break soon, so let's do that. And then when we come back, I want to talk about specifics to stuff we can do, okay?
You don't need me. I feel unwanted.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP's subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Does planning for retirement seem like a daunting task? Is retirement years away? It will arrive sooner than you think. Prepare now to stay on track. Join the thousands of federal employees and retirees who have already attended National Institute of Transition Planning's free monthly webinars to learn more about retirement and financial planning. NITP is the national leader and trusted source for federal retirement information. Visit NITPinc.com to sign up for NITP's free monthly newsletter and webinar.
All righty, Kari, we're in the home stretch, and everything has been spot on, but I got one more question from a listener, and all your words seem to answer this, but here's the question. How would you guide an individual on the right path when that person has been drinking more than ever and has put on 50 pounds? So we got probably some head issues here, and we got some health issues. So how do you get to somebody like that?
Well, I'm glad that this person wrote in about this, because I want this listener to realize that they are probably more in the majority than the minority right now, because so many people are kind of in this scenario. And I think it's so helpful that they're recognizing that this is what has happened. The first thing I tell people to do, because alcohol is something we need to limit, especially if we've kind of gotten into that place where, I mean, I'll fess up myself. Instead of having a glass of wine once or twice a week, I have a box of wine in my fridge. I most evenings have a glass, but I'm one of those people that, you know, I just have a half a glass or a glass, and it's kind of a ritual for me. And I did cut it out for actually 40 days, just to kind of like see if I could do it. And I did, and it was fine. And honestly, after like 3 days of switching, you do need to replace that ritual. That's key. So when you usually go for the cocktail, just have a club soda cocktail. And what I'll do is I'll take, I love the brand Zevia, Z-E-V-I-A. It's a soda can you can find in the store. They have every flavor soda. It's sweetened with stevia. It does not affect blood sugar. It is not toxic for your body. And I'll do a splash of that and club soda, and I'll put it in a wine glass. And that cut me from my ritual. That switched my ritual to that. And I'll be honest, after 3 days, I didn't even miss it. And it does clean your body out when you can cut alcohol out. But I'm not saying that you have to cut it out completely. Maybe pick, let's say, cut yourself down to 2 drinks a week, and pick the 2 days that you're going to have a cocktail and enjoy it and don't feel bad about it. But what a change that is from what most people are doing these days. And, I think just from doing that, plus adding some of the healthier foods that I'll talk about and cutting out some other things that are causing us to be pretty toxic, there are a lot of common inflammatory foods that we've kind of been, I would say, more binging on. And I know everybody thinks of fried food and sugar, and those are two of the biggies. But also eat more vegetables. Take out a notepad, and each day you're going to check off a box each time you have a serving of vegetables. And you want 4 checkboxes a day. Try to eat 4 servings of vegetables a day. Just focusing on that will kind of change your mindset on how you're eating. So we're limiting alcohol, we're limiting sugar and fried foods, we're eating more vegetables. Get a couple servings of fruits too. Things like berries and melon have so many antioxidants in them that if you have a serving of 2 of those a day, the sugar in natural sugar in fruit is not going to hurt most people. Okay. And so we want to focus on that. Drink plenty of fluids, like I mentioned. there's some other foods that can be common inflammatory foods for people. And dairy is one of them that I did mention. And so is soy. So, and I don't want to go too far into the details of nutrition because that's just a small part of detoxing the body. But, you know, when I think of when people come to me and say, oh, I'm on a detox this month, it's typically something so super, super strict that a lot of people just can't even handle doing it. And I think sometimes it can cause more harm for people than help. I mean, Bob, you don't have to do like a colonoscopy prep to detox your body once a year. Honestly, you don't. But there is a benefit, I think, to taking a week and maybe cutting out some of these more inflammatory foods. Like say this week, I'm not having any added sugar. I'm not having any fried foods. I'm eating 4 servings of vegetables a day. Add some bone broth. Bone broth is so healthy for us, full of nutrients and cleansing properties. You know, and try to cut out some of the more inflammatory foods while you do this. And for a week, you do this and you're going to feel so much better. The key is when you add some of these other foods back in, only add one type per day. So you recognize if you have reactions from it. Let's say you cut dairy out or grains. Grains can be toxic for a lot of people. So cut grains out, you know, and then add in dairy for a couple days and see if you still feel great. And if you do, then you probably don't have an issue with dairy. And that's just an example of like one type of food that you can do that with. But that will help your body kind of detox if you do something like that for a week. But the other thing that I like to mention is I do a morning cocktail. That's what I call it. And it is loaded with some of the better detoxifying foods and supplements. So let me first talk about some of the best detoxifying foods, and vegetables are going to be top of the list.
Could I ask you one question?
Absolutely.
I think this question will, you were going to probably answer it anyway in what you were talking about. This is pretty good. I've tried everything short of medication to get a good night's sleep. Does your guest have any updated suggestions? I think gave them to us.
But. Yeah, I did. A lot of it is, you know, honestly, like if your body's in an inflammatory state from foods, you're going to have trouble sleeping. But more specifically, what I tell people is, are you using technology 2 hours before bed? Because that stimulates your brain and causes you to have real trouble shutting down completely. Turn off all electronics 2 hours before bed. So read a book. You can use some lights in the house. That's different. Those aren't emitting the blue light that electronics are. And you know, these blue light blocking glasses are so big right now, and for good reason, because they do stop that stimulating light to your brain. So 2 hours before bed, no electronics, or wear the blue light blocking glasses that you can get online. They're expensive. And, you know, that will help, but also make sure your room is pitch dark. So you've got to have your windows, no light coming in from anywhere, and no electronic lights. Cover them with tape for a couple of days. If your room is pitch black when you open your eyes when it's dark outside, then you're good to go. And that will help you sleep better. The other thing too is stress is going to cause people to wake up sometimes in the middle of the night or not be able to fall asleep because their mind is spinning. So we need to find where that stress is coming from and eliminate that stress. But honestly, just some basic meditation each day where you kind of put yourself in, listen to some pretty music, close your eyes, cut out all stimulation, take some slow, deep breaths. And that cleansing sensation of the air we're breathing and getting quiet time can help us get into a state where we can fall asleep better. So hopefully those things would help also. But before we end, Bob, I want to tell people of one, my morning cocktail, but another couple of things they can do to have like a detox juice each day. And I want to talk a little bit about some supplements too, before we run out of time. So arugula, asparagus, beets, think vegetables with rich, dark colors, you know, are going to give you a lot of detox benefits. Celery, even cucumbers. If you don't mind spice, some habanero peppers, you know, or something like that. Oh yeah. I'm not a good spice person, but something like that actually helps stimulate your body to cleanse. And then a lot of these greens powders are great too. They've got wheatgrass, chlorophyll, spirulina, things like that help you cleanse, but so do berries, like I mentioned, or apples, melon, lemon and lime is a big one. And then herbal teas, think green tea or just a chamomile tea. Another thing you can do is apple cider vinegar, a little teaspoon of it in some water once a day. I have to chug this down. It's pretty strong flavored for me, but you could squirt some lemon in that and do that once a day. And that's helpful for actually a lot of things, not just detoxing.
Okay. If I want to detox and I want to talk to you, are there recorded messages or do you do seminars? How does somebody get to you?
So I'm happy to answer questions through email too, if people want, but you can find me on my website, which is Nutrition Figures, a figure as in your body, your figure, nutritionfigures.com. And you'll be able to access me there. My email's on there too. And yes, I do health talks, corporate health talks. I've got one coming up soon, with you guys. So, and I've done talks on here too, that I think that people can find, the recorded talks that we've done through the Federal News Network website too. But message me, email me, Kari, K-A-R-I at nutritionfigures.com. I'm happy to answer some questions or point people in the right direction for more details. How many more minutes do we have before we have to end?
We are at 10:51. We have about 8 minutes if we stretch it.
Awesome. We're going to stretch it. So I want to talk about one thing that is super important, we're going to do last, it's media detoxification. And I think we all need that right now, kids and adults alike. But let me tell you about what I do each morning to start my day in the right pattern of helping to cleanse and detox. Take some warm water, squirt some fresh lemon and or lime into it. Add a scoop of greens powder. That's gross, I know, but add a scoop of greens powder. Add some liquid elderberry syrup. That's going to help with the flavor. I love to do liposomal vitamins, which is a liquid form. They are absorbed better into your system. I do antioxidants, like think vitamin C, turmeric. I do these in a liposomal liquid form. Those go into my morning elixir. And, you know, I mix it all together and I chug it down. If people aren't into that or don't have access to all that stuff, you can just blend some cucumbers, some spinach, fresh spinach, some lemons, just peel them, you know, slice them into chunks if you want, and some celery stalks. And something great to include is a fresh piece of ginger root. And you can get a chunk of ginger root right in the produce section of the grocery store. Peel it and slice a chunk in there and blend that all together. That is a super cleansing, tasty veggie cocktail, I would call it. A couple supplements though, specifically to help you detox your body on a regular basis, you can take this stuff. Think antioxidants like vitamin C, green tea extract, selenium, zinc, alpha lipoic acid. You can get into some more specific liver cleansing supplements, and you could actually get a liver support supplement on Amazon. You want to look for something that includes something called NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, but it's always labeled as NAC. Milk thistle, marshmallow root, and something called fulvic acid, F-U-L-V-I-C acid. So those are very cleansing for your liver. And, you know, the liver has to detox and deal with any alcohol we're drinking. So we have to help that liver out when we can. We also want to keep our lymph system draining. And this is part of that movement thing I talked about and sweating, but you can take a lymph vitamin support. It should have stuff like slippery elm, burdock root, rhubarb root, astragalus root. And these type of things on a daily basis can help keep our body cleansing better. What I wanted to touch on too, or do you have any questions about the vitamins before I go into the other thing?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, and if anybody has questions, just go to my website and find me and email me and I'll send you.
Go slow on the website, real slow for people like me.
Okay. Nutrition, N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, figures, F as in Frank, I-G-U-R-E-S.com. And I am apologizing in advance that due to 6-year-old twins and virtual learning and pandemic, this mama doesn't keep up as well as she should with her website, but you can find me on there. I have high goals to get that, you know, that thing more regularly blogged and such things like that. But, you know, we all have goals right now. But speaking of media, I think we all could use a media detox, and this is an important type of detox too. We've kind of lost connection and presence with ourselves and each other. I think everybody should try to find windows of the day to put their phones away so we're not constantly checking. It's addictive. I don't even know what to do with myself, Bob, if I don't have my phone on me. And I think most of us are like that. And, you know, we need to have uninterrupted time with other people and ourselves. Like, it's chaotic to constantly be checking things like that. And, you know, I think it's a good idea for most of us to do a social media detox for a week or 2 months, or even as long as you feel able to. It's, you know, check out from that so you're not constantly wasting all your time checking up on social media when you could be spending quality time face to face with someone, you know?
Yeah, I actually yesterday I just decoupled from everything.
Great. You know,
didn't look at the emails, didn't answer the phone. And it was pretty good. Of course, it didn't make this morning any better, but it was pretty good yesterday.
Well, right, because you feel like you have to catch up then. But yeah. So many other parents I've talked to are depending on iPads and screen time for their kids because it's their moment of sanity. And I do it too. But my sweet twins are having a week off starting today. No extra screens aside from about 15 to 20 minutes of a TV show that they agree on. With their breakfast, and then they can have a little bit with dessert at night, and that is it. And that is a big change from what they've been doing. So, you know, that's an important thing to do for kids too, because it really makes them crazy when they have too much screen. So think of what it's doing to us.
Same well, deal. We're going to be silent in a minute or so. So final thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I hope I've given people some good things that they can focus on themselves. And, you know, I think that we would all notice an improvement in a day or two of just incorporating some of these things. And I don't want people to feel like it's an all or nothing. Just try to make small changes each day in the right direction.
All righty. Thank you ever so much. And we'll have to do this again.
Let's do it again very soon, Bob. It was great to chat with you.
All right. And thank you, Andrew, for another flawless presentation. And thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WEPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.